This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Sir Sidney McSprocket's Inspiring Engineering, supported by the Royal Academy of Engineering.
Oh, hello. How have you been? I've just finished work on a new type of shopping bag, which expands to fit all of your shopping in it. It's great! I can carry it around in my pocket and then put my whole weekly shop in it. The only trouble is that it can be very heavy. Oh, my back! Anyway, I don't know if I told you, but lately I've been out on the road meeting some brilliant young engineers. I recently went to the Institute of Engineering and Technology in Glasgow, where I met an assembly of brilliant young Scottish engineers. Like this one.
My name's Alan. I work for a construction company called Bar Construction, based in Scotland. Basically, I'm a civil engineer for them, and we build supermarkets across Britain.
I see. And is there anyone who inspired you to become an engineer?
An engineer that inspired me is Thomas Telford. He's a Scottish engineer, and he's a self-taught engineer. He's one of the most influential and famous engineers in Scotland, and went on to design numerous bridges, canals, tunnels, etc. throughout Britain.
Well, a fellow Scotsman and a brilliant engineer, I think this warrants a little extra investigation. This calls for my latest invention, Universal Inspire-O-Matic. Inspiro for short. Ask it anything you like, and in the blink of an eye, it will give you all the inspiring information you need.
Initializing search. Thomas Telford. Loading report.
Thomas Telford was a Scottish civil engineer from the mid-1700s. In his lifetime, he worked on the design and construction of canals, such as the Ellesmere, Shropshire Union, and the Caledonian Canals, London's St. Catherine's Docks, and bridges, such as the Menai Suspension Bridge. He perhaps was most famous for the construction of over 1,000 miles of roads in his lifetime, most notably the A5.
Oh, yes, the A5. I had been stuck in a traffic jam once or twice myself.
When Telford was given the job of building the A5, it was the first civilian state-funded road building project since the Roman times.
Wow, that is impressive. But we've all seen very straight Roman roads. If they could do it back then, wasn't it easy for Telford to build the A5?
Well, he might have made it look easy. But Telford's approach was amazing. He looked at all the road-building methods common at the time and tried to improve them. This included the thickness of stone he used, to the way he aligned the stones to make it most resistant to wear and tear from the vehicles using the road.
This man sounds like an excellent engineer, examining the world and looking for ways to make it better.
That's right. But we haven't got to the best bit yet. Telford was worried about rainwater collecting on roads, so he designed them so they rise in the middle, allowing the water to naturally run away. This idea was completely revolutionary and is still used in roads today.
Goodness, that's right. Next time you are walking along a path by a road, if you look over to the other side, you may see the road is higher in the middle, like a small hill. Well, we best hit the road too to meet some more inspiring engineers. See you next time.
Inspiring Engineering, with support from the Royal Academy of Engineering. Find out more about engineering, plus see some cool video demonstrations from young engineers at funkidslive.com/engineering.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.